Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning: around the world overnight, major stock exchanges shoot upward, taking their cue from Wall Street, which saw historic gains yesterday.
This, of course, following President Trump's decision to call a 90-day pause on most of his new tariffs.
But our business analyst David Johnson asks the big question: now what?
So what is your life like for the next 90 days? I mean, what do you think about right before you go to bed? And can you sleep for the next 90 days? Because you know, there's some sort of a big decision coming and you don't know exactly what it's going to be. So how do you make plans? Let's say you're in business right now. So over the next 90 days, so do you stockpile a bunch of stuff? Do you continue with the plans, the contingent plans to relocate some manufacturing onshore to the United States or move it to maybe another country that's not going to get hit with tariffs? You know, China presumably is still going to get tariffed up the wazoo. So is it now safe to relocate that manufacturing to Vietnam or what's going to happen with them? Well, you can't do anything. You know, you're hamstrung.
And among the business owners who live with the uncertainty, Ian Rosenberg, whose Brooklyn backpack company is at risk, he says he can't afford to import the backpacks from his production facilities in Vietnam or make them here in the U.S. where labor costs are much higher.
Cost basis is just too high for us. And so now we're facing a situation where it was cost prohibitive in the United States to make our backpack, and now it's cost prohibitive in Vietnam as well.
And he says his backpacks here in the U.S. sell for as little as $30.
Luka Doncic returned to Dallas last night, and fans made sure he felt the love.
Doncic, nobody near him, and connects on a three. 21 points in 12 minutes.
The call on ESPN. Luka returns wearing a Lakers jersey, but it was clear that the American Airlines Center is still his house. He went off for 45 points in a 112-97 win for the Lakers.
All these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, you know, everybody had my back. I love these fans. I love the city, but it's time to move on.
The Mavs fans are not ready to move on. Those Fire Nico chants broke out early and often, fans still angry over the trade that sent Doncic west and brought Anthony Davis to town.
And after the game, KR Raldy's Russell Scott caught up with fans excited about Luka's return.
Played great.
Oh, man, it was a good game, man. It was good for Luka, for sure.
At American Airlines Center, I'm Russell Scott. No doubt fans still love Luka. I noticed a lot of the fans, as well as Luka, tearing up during that tribute video. What people were wearing? A bit interesting. Jerseys, T-shirts, and paper bags.
We really miss Luka, so we're wearing bags because we're depressed.
We kind of hate the trades.
While it was a big Luka night, the Mavs did not win.
Disappointed the Mavericks lost?
Yeah, I mean it could have been worse, but right. I wanted to give Luka a game over a Mavs win. So.
From American Airlines Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The facial recognition software just wigged out whenever those guys walked in.
I hope they cut holes out so they could see the game at least.
Well, hopefully so, because Luka put on a show, man.
He did.
It worth the price of admission for sure. Man, if only we had a player was like that at some point. It would have been great.
I think we did.
Oh, it's the only bill state lawmakers legally have to pass at the state capitol. It's the upcoming budget. That day is today in the Texas House. And as we hear from KRLD's Chris Fox, the debate could last for hours.
It's Senate Bill 1, 1,015 pages, $336 billion in total spending, $150 billion of your tax dollars. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick calls out anyone who says it's not conservative.
Property tax relief, again, this session it will be $51 billion or more in total compared to about $2 in 2017. And teacher pay and public education.
The education dollars very much in question for Democrats. Many are expected to vote against the bill. State Rep. Gina Enosa.
Our public schools are in crisis. This budget blows up our schools with a $1 billion voucher scam.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Delaware judge rules that Newsmax Media published defamatory and false statements accusing Dominion voting systems of rigging the 2020 election. The ruling is a victory for Dominion and their $1.6 billion lawsuit. A trial is scheduled for April 28th. Newsmax faces the task of proving that it did not act with actual malice in making the false statements. Newsmax's stock price, which they just went public last week, their stock has dropped over 10% following that ruling. Dominion settled a similar defamation suit against Fox News for $787.5 million back in 2023.
The burglary leads to a police chase across part of North Texas. The guy was not hard to follow because he was driving a bright pink SUV.
The Ellis County Sheriff says deputies were called to a burglary at a house in the town of Italy. He says the guy jumped in a pink Ford Bronco and took off. Deputies followed him and say he was throwing stolen property out the window along the side of the road. By this time, police from Italy, DeSoto, Lancaster, Red Oak, and Waxahachie had joined along with Texas DPS. Dallas police provided a helicopter. They found Anthony Turner and arrested him. He's been charged with burglary, tampering with evidence, evading arrest, and drug and gun charges. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly revoked visas from hundreds of foreign-born college students. NBC5 reporting this morning that includes 16 international students at the University of North Texas. The Texas Tribune reports the same thing happened to 15 students at Texas A&M. The Trump administration says it's now tracking the social media accounts of immigrants and international students for evidence of anti-Semitism that could be used against them in immigration proceedings.
Texas lawmakers have their eyes on the school cafeteria.
Bipartisan legislation up for debate this week would outlaw food dyes and other harmful additives from the food that's being served in the free lunch program.
It's to protect the health of Texas children who rely on school meals, often two-thirds of their daily nutrition.
The plan is pushed by State Representative Caroline Harris-Davila. She was inspired by the White House plan to make America healthy again. If passed, it would start next school year. It also gives the Texas Education Agency the ability to delay implementation in districts that need more help. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. I thought about you multiple times yesterday, David.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
Yes. And I'm sure you know why and when I was thinking about you.
You know, the apropos to what you guys were just talking about a minute ago, I think the White House would tell you, if you're going to have a new world order, you have to break some eggs. And that's exactly what they did. But yesterday, it was a pretty stunning reversal when they put a pause, something they said they were not going to do, on tariffs on some of the countries. Now, it's a pause, and we'll see how long that lasts and what happens during the pause period, but it was enough, and everybody poured back in yesterday. Dow was up 7.8%, NASDAQ up 9.5%. The NASDAQ was up 12%. That was the second largest gain on record, and the S&P average got back to almost where we were before this craziness began with the unleashing of the tariffs. Now, this morning it's a give back day. The S&P average looks down 109, so that's about 1.75%. The Dow looks down 500 points, down 1.25%. S&P down 2.2%, or 409. But what we've learned is that the way the market opens is not necessarily the way the market closes, because there's a whole series of headlines yet to be released. We've already heard from Kevin Hassett, the White House economic advisor, who seems to be playing the role of adult in the room, who says that they are close to having deals with 15 countries on tariff agreements. Of course, the president yesterday said they'd heard from 75. So the more of those that fall in line and you have an agreement with, the better the market's going to look. But right now it is uneasy. EU has agreed to this 90-day pause, but we don't have an agreement with them yet. Crude, big up day yesterday, back down $1.68 today, $60.14. Gold's up another whopping $63. And money's going back into treasuries, so the 10-year rate is down today at 4.32%. We're going to watch the CPI coming out in a minute, the Consumer Price Index. That's the inflation gauge. This is old data. I mean, this predates, of course, the unveiling of the tariffs. But it also is important because we're on stagflation watch. The worry is you have a stagnant economy with inflation. We'll also get jobless claims. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
ERCOT's latest demand forecast shows massive expansion in one area that's coming online, and that could provide a lot of stress.
Data centers growing across Texas, housing large amounts of IT equipment, could drive energy demand substantially in the coming years. Woody Rickerson with the Electric Reliability Council of Texas presented the forecast this week.
In 2030, the forecast, the TSP part of the forecast for data centers was 29,000. 2020, that grew to almost 78,000 in 2025. So that's where most of that load growth is coming.
Rickerson also showed previous generation to keep up with demand, including most recently more wind and solar coming online. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Medal of Honor recipients are now in Gainesville ahead of a packed schedule that celebrates them. This after thousands cheered on their motorcade as it made its way through several North Texas cities.
11 Medal of Honor recipients arrived in Gainesville Wednesday evening. there are also family members of eight other recipients who have passed away. They were greeted along the way from DFW Airport to Gainesville by people waving flags and saluting. One recipient told me that the motorcade is one of his favorite parts of Medal of Honor Week. He said he gets emotional watching people line the freeways and overpasses just for them, even though they literally put their lives on the line in battle to save others. All of them tell me they're not heroes. They were only doing the right thing. In Gainesville, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.